Hey, so let's begin to explore some of that through this next practice. And so, as I said in this practice, just encouraging a sense of real responsiveness and listening and guiding yourself, seeing what you need, what would support your attunement to metta, connection to metta, and whatever the conditions are for you, whatever the hindrances that may be coming up, or whatever the other conditions of the mind are. So to begin, what would you need? What would you need from your posture to be able to settle, to really settle down to practice? How do you need your posture to be? Just taking some moments to play, explore with that. And how would you need to guide yourself to support connecting to opening to the whole field of the energy body to have that groundedness and create some stability, sensitivity or openness? So taking some moments, taking some time, using perhaps whatever verbal fabrication, talking to yourself, talking yourself into the meditation. Creating some kind of score for the attention, the awareness to move through. And being sensitive to the needs of the moment. Being aware of any hindrances that may need addressing or responding to. Just checking what is needed here. And adjusting the practice accordingly. And in addition to opening to the energy body, you can ask Steve for yourself, what else is needed? What else may be needed before moving into or connecting to metta? What may be useful attitudes for this practice? Sense of lightness or humor, exploration or playfulness. Perhaps something else. And then reflecting, what is the best way for you in this situation to begin to connect to metta practice? Out of all of the different opportunities. the touch or the phrases or an image. Listening to your intuition. And continuing to listen, to sense what is needed. Would support an opening to metta, to kindness. Well wishing. And having for yourself a natural rhythm of the practice. Some sense of how to pace yourself with. Who is the recipient of the metta? And what kind of verbal fabrication may be helpful now? And however you're choosing to practice, having a sense of what may be useful or helpful for the energy body or the body, the tensions that can be worked with or invited to soften. Is there a possibility to attune to some sense of well-being, ease or pleasure, some subtle warmth that would support the practice? Or is there for the delicacy of attunement needed. Or perhaps the hindrances are present and need to be met. How can I meet these hindrances with metta, with kindness? A practice like this can be an opportunity to notice some of the meditation habits that inevitably form. You could explore, try something. Something that you're less likely to do in your own practice, whatever that may be. Opening to a sense of being the recipient of metta. Someone else wishing well onto you, or the awareness or attention being imbued with kindness. And as you're guiding your practice, exploring, perhaps also noticing the quality and amount of effort, maybe needed or useful. There's a little bit of tendency for over-efforting. You could see what's the smallest, most subtle effort needed for metta practice. The lightest movement of mind or heart. Perhaps doing nothing and moving from there. We still have just under 8 minutes, so it's a good amount of time to check on your intention. How do you wish to practice? Any small adjustments that may be needed? Remembering all your possibilities. Intuiting, how do you want to practice? And if you wish, for the last couple of minutes, cultivating a sense of appreciation for your own practice, your efforts. Especially if it's been, you've been meeting with the hindrances. And letting the appreciation extend to everyone else practicing here together, reflecting on the difficulties and hindrances that may be invisible to us, that others are practicing with.
Thank you.